When we open our heart and our mind up to what is possible for us, then the world becomes your playground. You begin to fully embrace the creativity that is you, that makes up your life experience. Today, let's talk about how we can awaken ourselves up to new possibilities. Let's go get that nugget. I've always been a dreamer. Ever since I was a kid, daydream. I dream vividly at night. I have a very active imagination. Even to this day, I imagine different things and scenarios. And it's one of my favorite things to do. And it's one thing that I feel like in my 51 years of being on this planet that I have never gotten rid of. I've always had this active imagination and idea generating about business or places we could go or things we can do. And a lot of people think, oh, you're just so creative. I'm like, aren't we all? We're all creative. We just don't allow ourselves to be there. We think that creativity is someone who can sculpt or paint or make things. And it's not. We're all creative beings. We can take something from our mind and create it into our physical existence. We've been doing it this whole time. Most of us do it by default. We do it on accident. And I don't want to get too deep into the makings of, you know, how we create or that, because, you know, I talk about that on so many episodes, and I know that we're all just kind of still figuring it out. And I hope that, you know, after having over 400 and I think I'm like 450 episodes or something, is that you're starting to kind of get it. You're starting to step into you, the real you. And the real you is this spiritual being that's here to create. And the thing is that we have this facade that is our human, the human body with the five senses engaging in this, what we think is this materialistic world. And it's like, unfortunately, that's not real. That's this body and this world and this, and sitting in this house and with these things, it's not real. It's this imaginary thing. But I'm here to have this experience. I'm here to explore, and I'm here to experiment with things. But it takes us a while to come fully back around to our truth. And our truth is that we're this spiritual being housed in this body. And if I can continue to, or learn to, tap into that spiritual being, and I can connect with that spiritual being, then I'm going to begin to live my purpose, which is why I came here. Why did my spirit come through this body, into this family, into this world at this time, and to experience what? Like, and I came in with these certain skills and talents and abilities, and I came here to experience what? And that's my thing. Like, I want to figure that out. And no matter how old you are, you begin to see, like, if you have little kids, a 4-year-old, an 8-year-old, you know what their skills and talents are. And it's just this natural thing. You know, we talk about Cameron all the time, and you know, he just turned 15 years old. And we were just talking about today when I was driving him to school, is to be curious about different possibilities of where you can use your natural skills. And I said, you are a natural leader. I said, so it doesn't matter. You know, that doesn't necessarily pinpoint the job or career that you're going to have when you get older, but it does pinpoint how you're going to be as an employee or maybe an entrepreneur. But it's like, you are going to have a leadership role. And I said, so maybe, you know, right now, instead of thinking about the career, is how to develop yourself as a leader. And I said, and there's all kinds of leaders. There's good leaders and there's not so good leaders. But this is about waking up to what's possible. And I know the day and age is so different now with kids. You know, they get into all these different careers and they know they can change it anytime they want. There's more and more entrepreneurs born every day. And with technology at our fingertips, we can make a lot of money in a short period of time and have these careers that allow us so much freedom. The kids aren't graduating from school and going working in, you know, pizza parlors and ice cream shops and retail stores. They're going online. They're starting podcasts. They're running courses. They're not running courses, they're creating like online courses. They're sharing their gifts and their talents, whether it's makeup or hair or some new thing they bought, or they're doing reviews or whatever they're doing. But that is so different than what we knew and what we learned, right? That's not what we were taught. When most of my listeners are older than 35, and that's not what we were taught. But now, you know, now that I'm in my 50s, life is different. Life is different than it was back then. And as I look at my business and I look at my purpose and I look at my natural skills and abilities, and I'm like, what do I want? And as I round the corner into the second, you know, I want to say like the second chapter of my life, though I've lived lots of chapters, is what do I want to do? What's possible for me? What is out there? And I find it to be so interesting when I talk with clients or other people, when it comes to dreaming, when it comes to this exact question is, what is possible for you? And immediately they say, I don't know. I don't know. I said, why don't you know? I never thought of it. And I said, so interesting that we think life is just this, that it's just this, sitting in this room, in this town, in this house, with this car, with these kids, with these dogs, sitting at this desk, that's it. And I do not believe that. I've never, ever believed that. And even people, teachers, media tries to tell me that's it. And it's not. I don't believe it. And I don't want you to believe it either. I want you to live your life. I want you to expand your thinking. I want you to explore and experience and have fun while you're on this planet. And I want to do the same thing. You know, as I've been talking to my dad a lot lately, and he's 74, he'll be 75 this year. And he's going through a little bit of a challenging time right now, you know, and without getting too personal with what he's got going on, but he is, you know, looking, he's already had a heart attack a couple years ago, 3 years ago. And he's already thinking about all the things that he has not done or places he's not visited or things he's not seen. And it's starting to affect him. And I keep thinking, what are you waiting for? Like, he made really good money. He's got a great pension. He makes good money in different trades that he does. And at one point he says, I have more money than I know what to do with. And then I'm thinking, well, go do something with it then. You can't take it with you. So go do something with it. Go. Get in the car. Get in the airplane. Go take a ride. Go someplace. Go do something. And it's interesting that he doesn't. And so I want to kind of explore that fear a little bit, but at the same time, I want to give you steps to be able to start stepping into what's possible, new possibilities. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you do or where you work or who you're with or what town you live in. The possibilities really are endless. And it really is this vast place for us to play. All right, so let's get into it. So one of the things that I find a lot of people are afraid. They're afraid of getting their hopes up. I was just talking to my son, my oldest son. I went out to visit him. I shouldn't say go out. He lives 45 minutes from me. I went to visit. We went out to lunch, and we were talking about he's got this new possibility in front of him, this new opportunity. And he said several times, he's like, I just don't want to get too excited. I said, why is that? And he's like, because I don't want it to go away. He's like, I don't want to get my hopes up and then be let down. I said, oh man, that is like the definition of so many people. They just lay low, you know, be modest, live down here, live this mediocre life. But you know, by the time you get to be 89, 90, you know, 100 years old, you're going to be like, what the ever-loving flap did I do with my life? Why didn't I go? Why didn't I do? Why didn't I live more? And I think pushing the boundaries is a great way to live. And just the other day, Amy and I were talking about, you know, our emotions and dealing with this emotional state of things. Oh, I'm so frustrated. And then right there, instead of telling the story, is to say, if you weren't frustrated, what would you be? It's like snapping each other out of driving that train. You know, I just said in a couple episodes ago, it's like driving the car off the cliff or into the tree. It's like, you got to steer a different way. You got to change directions. And we can't do that if we continue to tell the same story. So when we start looking at what's possible, this is such a great place to be because you have an imagination for a reason. You have the ability to look at something let's say your job, look at your job, and then you go, what are the things I love about my job? And I hear so many people now talk about how much they hate their job. I told you a couple episodes ago, the cashier talking to the FedEx guy in line. I hate this. Well, I hate this. Well, I hate this. And I hate this. And I'm like, are you guys joking me with this conversation? You guys got to be kidding me right now, right? So I think, all right. So let's say you take your job, you take your career, and you say, what do you love about it? Are you using your skills and abilities? Probably not if you hate your job, but maybe you love it. Maybe the money is good, but the job itself is terrible. So either way, you take those things that you don't like so much. Maybe the pay isn't that great. Maybe the coworkers aren't that great. And then you say, okay, you take that thing and you go, there's this thing that I don't like. And then I say, okay, how does it make you feel? What's the feeling at the bottom of it? Oh, it makes me depressed. Okay. Then literally right there, you ask yourself, if you weren't feeling depressed, what would you be feeling? Oh gosh, I don't know. Well, then there you go. Then think about that for a little bit, put a little bit of thought into it. Take yourself out of that job in your mind and put yourself in a job that is perfect for you. Now, how do you feel? Get to the base of that, the emotional base. We spend so much time trying to avoid our emotions that we are a numbing society. Whether we use drugs and alcohol, gambling is all over the place. Of course, technology, video games, our tablet, mindless scrolling on Instagram or Facebook or TikTok or whatever. And we numb out. And it is one of the saddest things. It's like, this is the zombie apocalypse, that we are not fully embracing who we are and we are not fully stepping into. But yet here's this thing. It's like we have all these numbing capabilities over here, but then the spiritual world is waking up over here. Meditation is easily at our fingertips, whether learning, guided meditations, walkthroughs, teachings, whatever is right at our fingertips. That wasn't there 20 years ago. I remember looking for an app, probably even 10 years ago. I remember looking for an app on my phone about meditation. And I think there was one. And that one that I found that had thousands of guided meditations is no longer an app. And there are hundreds, if not thousands, of meditation apps out there. And our gap between who's going and who isn't is getting bigger. The people who want to go are the people who are listening. The people, that's you, listening to this podcast. The people who don't want to go, they're numbing. They're in front of technology all day long and they are scrolling endlessly through Facebook, Instagram, and they are numbing their emotions because they don't know how to handle their emotions. That is what I teach. That's what I love. It's what I've been learning is how to manage my emotions and flip them over so I can create. I want to create. And I want you to create. I want to open the doors to what's possible for you. If you're in a bad relationship, if you're in a bad job. So here's the steps. You can change this. You can change this. I see it all the time. I see it all the time. So the first is having that clear intention. You have to get to the bottom of what it is that you want. You know what you don't want. So write that down. Write it in one sentence, one thing at a time. You know what I really hate? I hate this. Okay, write that down. If I didn't hate that, what would I have? What would I do? Right? If I didn't, that thing makes me so frustrated. If I wasn't feeling frustrated, what would I feel? And if you would feel invigorated, inspired, respected, loved, cherished, loyalty, whatever, then now create a scene from that. Because we already have the scene of something that's depressing. Okay, well, if it was supposed to be inspirational, what would it look like? This is the work that we have to do to start creating change in our life, is this work. Not complaining about what's out there, not complaining about the work, but now going, okay, here's my clear intention. I want a career that's inspirational. Great. Tell me about that. What would that look like? Because inspirational to you is going to be different than inspirational to me. What would that look like? What kind of people do you work with? What do you do? What does the environment look like? This becomes the work, my friends. This becomes the work. Then in that, as you are pointing that out and you're taking the time to develop and create in your mind a visual of what that would look like, is now add the emotion to it. You want to look at that visual so much and with such great detail that it encourages the senses to come to life. You can feel it like you're there. You are stepping fully into this scene in your mind that stands out, that has vivid colors and sound and taste and texture, that you just are fully immersed in this, what some teachers are calling a mind movie. It does need to be a movie, not a still image. It needs to be a movie. It needs to have action. It needs to have people in it. And then add who would benefit. That's my favorite. Who's there with you that would benefit if you were to have the job that you like? If you were to have the relationship that's amazing, if you were to have all the money in the world, who would benefit? And add that person to it. Once you create this visual, is you stay in the space until, use this word, until, it's the most powerful five-letter word, until you feel the emotion of it being complete. So you get in there, you get in the visual, you go through the whole thing until it feels complete. And it's creating the emotion that you want to feel. Not depression and hate and angst and frustration, but inspiration, happiness, joy, excitement, until you feel that. Then it's consistency. Do that every night. Go to sleep with that movie playing in your mind and surrender. Surrender, let go. Let go of trying to force things to happen. That's why it's important to do it at night, because then you get to let your subconscious mind, when you go to sleep and you dream, your subconscious mind is working, pulling things together for you. Most people do not believe in this technique. You will listen to this podcast on your way to work and you'll forget all about it and you'll go about your business. And then one day you'll go to work and things will just be yucky. Your boss will be extra bitter. Your coworkers will be extra idiots. And one day you'll just wake up and go, you know what? I'm going to give that a try. I just want to see what else could be out there. What else is out there for me? What is possible for me? And then you'll start creating a little more excitement. Once you start doing this, you'll notice that, oh, the next day at work wasn't so bad. Oh, weird. I got my parking spot. Oh, weird. Someone didn't eat my lunch. Huh. My boss gave me a bonus. Weird. I got a promotion. And you'll start, and then you'll look back and be like, huh, I wonder if it's the work I just did. We need to do it. This is how we elevate. This is how we elevate ourselves as people, parents, partners. This is how we elevate ourselves in our business, our purposes, career. What was that? People, partner, parents, purpose, right? And I think that it's time. It's time to start living our purpose. It's time to start stepping into and fully embracing our truth. And this is it. This is it. This is where we embrace ourselves. We start to care for ourselves. And as we move around the corner to the next couple of episodes, we're going to be talking about basically how we begin to do this, how we begin to align with possibilities, but creating the rhythm of this. And so I'm going to leave this one where it is. I also want to tell you that I need your feedback. That was one thing I wanted to ask you. I need your feedback. If you're still listening to this, please go to Lady Rising podcast. Lady Rising Facebook group. Come in through the podcast and please, will you share with me things? I want to create a membership area where I would be able to give you extra content in some form or fashion. That's what I need help with. Some form or fashion that creates more value for you. And so I remember listening to some podcasts and be like, man, I wish they had a download of that. Or I wish that they, you know, they did videos. You know, I'd like to see this person. Or I'm an entrepreneur and I'd love to know how they created their podcast. So I'm looking for those kind of things. If there's extra things that you would love to have as a member of this podcast platform, as part of my community, that you would love what? Like, do you want some downloadable worksheets so you can work through some of these things? Would you like, how about a live, where we do a Q&A, a live Q&A once a month on a Zoom call where you get to ask me questions about any one of my episodes? Or what about a healing circle where once a month we come together and we work on releasing some of this stuck energy? Like, I would appreciate that feedback. So come to Lady Rising Group and then type in, you know, if you're going to make a post on the page, is just say, hey, here's some podcast feedback for the member area. Like, I would love that. I would really love that. And because I don't have ads on my podcast, and right now my podcast doesn't cost any money. I have a few people who I have donated money, and I appreciate you and every single dollar that you spend. You either buy me a chai tea, or you do the once a month donation. I just got one just a little while ago. I'm so excited about it, and I'm so glad and happy that you're listening. And I'm just asking. I want to make it more your podcast. And things are changing, you know, I'm still working on the platform and things are going to be changing and moving. And it does cost money and it costs time for me to put out podcasts, but I just love it. I just love doing it. I love talking. I love sharing my knowledge and stories, and I hope that it's bringing value to you. So if you could give me that honest feedback of things that you would love to have, I would love to consider it. And I'd love to create a really cool, valuable, life-changing, transformational podcast. That would be really wonderful for me. So thank you very much for listening. And I hope to talk to you in the Lady Rising Group. Thank you for listening. Your support means the world to me. I want to let you in on a little secret, a decision that I made. I am never going to have ads during the episodes. This will ensure that the show stays uninterrupted and in the flow. However, to keep the lights on and the tape rolling and allow me to continue dedicating my time and energy to the podcast, I am asking for your support. And to do that, I have introduced a $5 a month membership. Your contribution keeps the episodes coming and ensuring continuous improvement in content, quality, and delivery in bringing you those valuable nuggets. This is not only to support me and the show, but also an investment in your continued spiritual journey. See the show notes below for membership instructions and other ways to donate to this program. Thanks again for listening and for being an amazing support. Thank you for listening. If you liked that episode, please subscribe, like, or write a review. Let me know how that landed with you. If you'd like to support this podcast, please check out in the show notes where you can buy me a chai tea, or you can join my newest podcast membership for exclusive episodes, guided meditations, and transformative exercises that you won't find anywhere else. Bring your journal, open your heart, and let's get ready for some serious transformation.